So there are some very extremist Sikhs that not everyone, this is not all Sikh people, but the extremists, they call for an independent homeland for them in India. So this is the Punjab region, which they originated from. And they want an independent homeland called Khalistan. So there was a lot of banners and parades for Khalistan at Vaisakhi. And I noticed that there was a lot of police officers always around these Khalistan movement areas. So something that the Canadian government and Indian government are aware of, and I believe are also taking precautions. But it's quite interesting because, as I said before, there's only 1.7% of Sikh people who are in India, but the majority of Sikh people outside of India are all in Canada. And in Canada, particularly, they all live in Surrey. So in Surrey, there are a lot of Sikh people. And this means that not all of them are extremists, but there's a higher percentage of them being extremists there. And so there's a lot of movements that occur, Sikh movements occur for Khalistan in Surrey. So particularly the Indian government is strongly opposes this Khalistan movement. And this has been an issue that has been kind of grappling the country for the last couple of decades. So it's kind of a fairly new issue in if you take in the span of history right now, because these were mostly a bunch of a couple of violent events that occurred in the 1980s in protest with the government. And most of them, it ended up with Sikh people dead. They estimate it's around 3,000 to 17,000 Sikh people and Hindu people dead. But right now, all the political parties in India are unanimous to oppose Sikh independence. And it got a little, I'd say, troubled. So going back to what happened a couple years ago. So what happened in 2023, it was on June 18th, 2023, in Surrey, British Columbia, that a prominent Sikh extremist leader was assassinated. And his name was Hardeep Singh Nijjar in Surrey by an Indian official sent from India. So, Mr. Nijjar, this guy, he was designated as a terrorist in 2020, and there were alleged links to him and the Khalistan Tiger Force, which was a group campaigning for Khalistan in the Punjab region in India. And so, yeah, it was a pretty messy situation because they basically sent Indian agents over to Canada to kill a Canadian citizen. And Canada actually did respond by removing some Indian diplomats after their killing. And it's a very fine line because, you know, like Canada can't allow its citizens to be assassinated, but it may not be wrong that India is fully in the wrong. So this guy, Mr. Nijjar, he was in Canada and he looked kind of on the surface. He was a peaceful Sikh leader. He did prayers for community events and he tried to petition for signatures to have the United Nations recognize anti-Sikh violence in India. But after doing a little more digging, he sounded good on the surface. But in 2020, India did designate him as a terrorist because there were a couple speculations and voice recordings that could now I can see how he can be labeled as a terrorist for potentially planning terrorist attacks. So there were one instance, there was a voice recording of him saying, quote, "We will have to take up arms. We will have to dance to the edges of swords." And then in quote, response to Sikh people who don't take violent measures, he says, quote, "Those who advocate peaceful methods, we need to leave them behind. What justice will we get this way?" Quote. So, you know, he doesn't outright say violence, but it can be safe to say that he was starting to get onto the road of violence. And there were other instances too. For example, this is reported from the Globe and Mail that a couple of anonymous sources that were close to him told the newspaper that he's leading 5 Sikh men to partake in various weapon training, target practice, and GPS practice in the Lower Mainland. So, you know, it's very, very difficult, and they're still trying to figure out this issue right now. Even I'm conflicted. I don't really know what to think because, yes, of course, you can't assassinate a Canadian citizen on our soil and send over an agent to kill him. But at the same time, like, if he is trying to rally up weapon training and other rallies to potentially murder people in India, you know, that's also a point to be made. So anyways, it can get very, very political, very messy. But kind of wrapping up, I want to go back to Vaisakhi, because Vaisakhi wasn't all about all this political tension. It was still itself a very beautiful event, and there was so much community spirit, and even the fact of just giving to the community and giving food to others who may be underserved, and kind of just seeing your neighbors and saying hi to family and just enjoying the day and enjoying a spring harvest, I thought was an experience itself. And so I will go next year, regardless of all the political side of this. I'm definitely going to look more into it. But anyways, that was kind of my weekend. I did a couple extra things because it was Easter, but this was the main event. So that's enough of me. I'm going to go back to the music. And this next one I was listening to a little. This is not by a Sikh artist, but this is a Hindu song that I heard, and I've also been listening to this a lot, but I'm gonna try my best to say this, but it's called Dil Kamba by Trixin. So hope you enjoy. ਖੜੇ ਮੋਰੇ ਕਦੇ ਡਰਿਆ ਨੀ ਮੈਂ ਚੰਡੀਗੜ੍ਹ ਸ਼ਹਿਰ ਕੁੜੇ ਸਾਡਾ ਨਾਂ ਬੋਲਦਾ ਇੱਕ ਫਾਈਟ ਦੂਰ ਫੋਨ ਕਰਕੇ ਤਾਂ ਵੇਖ ਤੇਰੇ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਸੋਹਣੀ ਨੀ ਸਾਡਾ ਦਿਲ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਨੀ ਸੋਹਣੀ ਲੱਗੇ ਜਦ ਹੱਸਦੀ ਹੱਸਦੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਖੜੀ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਹੁਣ ਜੱਚਦੀ ਚੋਰੀ ਚੋਰੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਟੇਡਾ ਟੇਡਾ ਤੱਕਦੀ ਤੱਕਦੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਖੜੀ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਹੁਣ ਫੱਬਦੀ ਤੇਰੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਹੀ ਗੱਭਰੂ ਦਾ ਦਿਲ ਡਰਦਾ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਣ ਦਾ ਸਾਰੇ ਦਿਨ ਚਾਹ ਚੜਦਾ ਉਂਝ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਖੌਫ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਰਿੰਦਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਰੂਪ ਤੋਂ ਪੂਰਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਦਿਲ ਕੰਬਦਾ ਉਂਝ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਖੌਫ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਰਿੰਦਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਰੂਪ ਤੋਂ ਪੂਰਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਦਿਲ ਕੰਬਦਾ ਉਂਝ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਖੌਫ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਰਿੰਦਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਰੂਪ ਤੋਂ ਪੂਰਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਦਿਲ ਕੰਬਦਾ ਟ੍ਰਿਕ ਟ੍ਰਿਕ ਹੋਏ ਤੇਰੇ ਸ਼ਹਿਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਨੀ ਤੇਰਾ ਯਾਰ ਹੈਗਾ ਹੀਰਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਪਾਰ ਨਾ ਕਰੋ ਦੱਸ ਪੂਰੀ ਕਰਾਂ ਤੇਰੀ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਰੀਝ ਨੀ ਬਸ ਖੜੇ ਰਹੀ ਸੱਜਣਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾ ਕਰੋ ਮੇਰਾ ਦਿਲ ਬਹੁਤ ਟੁੱਟਿਆ ਟੁੱਟਿਆ ਸੁਣੀਏ ਨਰਮ ਸਭਾਲਿਆ ਰੱਖੀ ਵੇਖ ਕੇ ਸੁਣੀਏ ਮਾੜਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਕੇ ਤੂੰ ਲੋਕੀ ਆਏ ਗਏ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਦਲੇ ਬਦਲੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਹੋਏ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਨਵੇਂ ਮਸਲੇ ਮਸਲੇ ਯਾਰ ਤੇਰੇ ਚੱਲੇ ਤੇ ਥੋੜੇ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਠੋਕ ਦਵਾਂਗੇ ਜੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਕੋਈ ਟੱਕਰੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਹੀ ਗੱਭਰੂ ਦਾ ਦਿਲ ਡਰਦਾ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਣ ਦਾ ਸਾਰੇ ਦਿਨ ਚਾਹ ਚੜਦਾ ਉਂਝ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਖੌਫ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਰਿੰਦਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਰੂਪ ਤੋਂ ਪੂਰਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਦਿਲ ਕੰਬਦਾ ਉਂਝ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਖੌਫ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਰਿੰਦਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਰੂਪ ਤੋਂ ਪੂਰਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਦਿਲ ਕੰਬਦਾ ਉਂਝ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਖੌਫ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਰਿੰਦਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਰੂਪ ਤੋਂ ਪੂਰਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਦਿਲ ਕੰਬਦਾ
Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
love this song so, so much. You're listening to Outlines by the Ironsides from their album Changing Light. I've been listening to this album so much the past 2 weeks. It is incredible. It kind of has this very cinematic feel, and I feel like it's kind of like a beginnings of a new time. Kind of like spring itself, I feel like. This album is like spring. Anyways, wanted to kind of cut the music and just express my feelings for this song. So, also wanted to remind you, this is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. So, from Simon Fraser University, we are a community radio station. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco, and I am your host for this hour. The next couple songs, I'm just going to blast through the music because I feel like it. You are going to be hearing The Only One by Munya, and she is from Montreal. So take a listen. I won't share with you my life in every change of heart. We take the same steps every time.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIST.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
This is CHSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco. And this last song you just heard was called Say Ah Supersize That Furya by Jay Danley. Very interesting title. The album name is even more interesting. It's called Great Googly Moogly with an exclamation mark. I thought that was great. So that made me instantly click on the album cover. So anyways, that is pretty much it for me this week. Thanks so much if you've been tuning in and listening the whole time. I really appreciate it. Kind of started off with some electronic music, and I'm hitting into a little jazz mood now, so I will end off the hour with a nice jazz song. This one is called Après le Temps by Ariana Rassicot. But before I leave, I just want to introduce the next show that you'll be hearing, which is at 7, and that is Sociologic with Kaylin and Rebecca. And then at 8 p.m. we have Bitcoover with our music coordinator Connor. So keep tuning in, but thank you so much. I'll be back here next Tuesday, 6 to 7. Have a wonderful evening.